You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Here's what you should know. Pre-COVID, epidemiologist Larry Brilliant, along with many of his peers, had been ringing the alarm on pandemics in op-eds, a much-viewed TED Talk, and a tragically prophetic horror movie he advised on called Contagion. In the last year, Brilliant, best known for his work in helping to eradicate smallpox, has been active in helping people understand COVID-19. And he has a plan to speed up the pandemic's end. You can read the transcript of our interview with him on Wired.com. Companies like Otis and Rally give customers the ability to get in on the hot market for collectibles without dumping their life savings into a single game. Otis has branded itself the stock market for culture, raising over $14 million in venture capital, while its competitor Rally recently raised $17 million. The Otis app features high-quality pictures of impeccably maintained vintage games encased in crystalline plastic and offers average people the chance to buy a piece of an item that could, with any luck, fetch six figures at auction. In a world where people make overnight fortunes on fake cryptocurrencies, betting on Zelda doesn't seem like such a crazy idea. Ever wonder who's the business mastermind behind certain dating apps? Here you go. Her name is Char Dubey. She's the CEO of one of the most profitable brands in the matchmaking business. It's called The Match Company, and it includes apps like Tinder, OkCupid, Hinge, and Match. She became CEO just 11 days before the WHO declared COVID-19 a pandemic. Wired looks at her background, which culturally included arranged marriages, her career experiences, and what she did to keep the Match Company thriving during a global pandemic. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.